Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications. This month, we will be talking about the recent flurry of announcements coming out of the industry. Joining me are Steve Rausch, Vice President, Editor, and Publisher, and Jim Thompson, Founder. Jim, what's going on?
Well, of all the stories out this month, the most important one and most interesting one to me is that Atlas Holdings announced last week that they will make another run at Verso Corporation.
Steve, seems like I remember this one happening before. Can you refresh our audience's memory?
Well, Helen, back in late 2019 and early 2020, Atlas, along with Blue Wolf Capital and others, engaged Verso in a battle for control of the board of the company. Verso called it a proxy war and a coup for control of the company. And during that time, Verso was in the process of trying to sell a pair of its mills to Pixel Specialty Solutions, and Atlas and the other investors were against the sale and put up a slate of board nominees to try to gain control of the board of directors. Verso, at the time, urged its shareholders not to back Atlas and its board selections. The company then later nominated a new board chairman, but in the meantime, Atlas and Blue Wolf filed litigation against Verso. Ultimately, almost a year later, Verso, Atlas, and Blue Wolf announced a settlement agreement to end the proxy contest. Verso agreed to support two Atlas board members, and Atlas agreed to vote for the pending sale of its Anderskogen mill and Stevens Point mills to Pixel Specialty Solutions.
Thanks, Steve. And we'll be back after this message to discuss further.
Higher sludge handling capacity per square foot of belt, higher cake solids. Compact design, stainless steel construction, very low maintenance. Yes, we're talking about the Bright Technologies belt filter presses. Sludge dewatering made easy. Check Bright Technologies out today. Make the call, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Your company will thank you for it.
Jim, what do you think has changed?
Well, the Verso of today is not the Verso of just a few years ago. You have to give the Verso team some credit. They smashed together a bunch of old fine paper assets over the last decade or so. Then it appears they went through their fleet and shed those assets that had no future. Wycliffe, Kentucky, Luke, Maryland, and prior to their merger with NewPage, Byron, Wisconsin, and Rumford, Maine. What's left is very nearly all that's left of the U.S. printing and writing paper business. Much smaller, much leaner, and only the best assets are left. Atlas Holdings, which has a 20-year history in pulp and paper, absolutely thinks so too, to the tune of $20 per share. Remember, Atlas made a run at Verso a couple of years ago, like Steve said, but fought them off. But not before Atlas was allowed two seats on the Verso board. This has given Atlas a chance to see the inner workings of Verso, so I suspect they have great confidence in their bid today.
Steve, do you have anything else to add?
Well, don't forget at one time, Verso was trading below a dollar per share, and they were in danger of being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. For shareholders that shared the vision, it looks like payday has come.
I knew Tim Fazio, the head of Atlas, when he was just entering the pulp and paper industry in the late 1990s. He has learned his lessons well and has come through some rough situations, such as the tissue mill fire in New Jersey a couple of years ago. He and his team will likely do well with Verso.
Yes, that fire at Marcall was grim, and they were back up and running within a year.
Another fascinating story from the pulp and paper industry. Stay tuned to Paprietello Publications for more unfolding news. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.